And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan Rosario, and the title of the message today is A Stronghold Becomes an Invasion. Yes, a stronghold becomes an invasion, and I know the title sounds a little science fiction. However, there is nothing fiction, folks, about strongholds in the biblical meaning of the word. It is what it is. They're real. Attacks from the devil are real. And his occupation is to invade and bombard your life every single day with stuff interfering with your happiness. Why? So he can turn your life upside down, causing you to question God and everything else that is good by God in your life. So here it is, plain and simple, right off the bat. The devil's occupation, his career, his employment, his business that pays him very, very well, by the way, with your faithless moments and you living in unforgiveness, leading to anger issues, fear of being left behind, depression, all of the above, pays him very, very well. So if you're dealing with strongholds and stuff that just won't go away and you're filled with all this anxiety and depression and fear, every day of your life, you don't want to miss this show. Again, the title of the message today is A Stronghold Becomes an Invasion. So by the end of the message today, I hope you understand strongholds better and know that there is an enemy out there that goes against everything God stands for. And his name and official job title is the Devil, the Master Deceiver. Yes. The adversary, who is a master deceiver, and his number one job on this earth is to seek and destroy you every single day. Some months you pay him a little with your little faith in God, right? Other months you may pay him big with very little faith to no faith at all, to having no trust in God or yourself, pays him big for doing a great job at deceiving you. Oh, and don't forget, the ultimate payoff of the devil is your soul. I know it sounds harsh, and Susan, let's just talk about love and patience and fear. Yeah, we can talk about that, but strongholds are very, very real, and the Lord laid it on my heart to share with you today, and hopefully some folks that are in bondage with some things that have been playing out in their lives over and over, year after year after year, I pray I minister to your spirit, and you hear something in these scriptures that loosens those chains around your life, those things that have had you locked up in your mind. So yes, the ultimate payoff for the devil, folks, is your soul. Yes, ma'am. As I said, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. However you want to receive this message today, your lack of commitment to standing firm on the word of God, no matter what's happening in your life, pays the devil big dividends. Why? Because it is his job to destroy every bit of the God in you. Yes, throwing false images and thoughts in your mind to use you to do his dirty work against you. Now, what kind of sense does that make, right? He uses your mind and your own actions to keep you out of the will of God. How? By throwing your failures at you. And how does he do that? By hiding in plain sight. By you allowing the past and present situations, folks, to haunt you every waking moment, gives the devil power to step up to the plate, so to speak, in your life and wreak havoc. So by throwing your failures at you, folks, what the devil is really saying is, I know you want it bad. So listen to me now, and I will make sure you get it one way or another, with or without your God. So stop waiting for this or that. Just do it. Go ahead. Climb that social ladder at work and lie and cheat your way all the way to the top of the food chain. Go ahead and hang out with your business associates that mislead people into buying into a lie. Go ahead. Have at it. I got your back. Remember, whatever you want, I can give it to you. Remember, I told Jesus when he was on top of the mountain, look down, and you can have all of this, Jesus, if you just bow down and worship me. So if he tempted Jesus, or tried to persuade Jesus into bowing down, and this is Satan we're talking about, what do you think he would do with you? Hold you captive within your own mind, heart, and your soul. I know how ridiculous it might sound to some folks, but the devil has no shame. He is bold and always available to make your life complicated. You know, you have that saying where the young folks say, "Well, it's complicated." Yeah, really? Truly? I believe so too. It is complicated. So I say it's time to stop giving your power away. Stop giving the devil a foothold that turns into a stronghold, that turns into an invasion of your mind and spirit, that becomes an occupation to get rid of the God in you. Yes, killing your spirit, killing your hopes and dreams from childhood to this very day, killing your job opportunities, killing your confidence, locking up your thoughts, causing you to act on falsehoods rather than on God's truth. Whew, folks, you have to get this today. The Word of God is life to your soul. So if you have just tuned into the show today, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan Rosario, and the title of the message today is A Stronghold Becomes an Invasion. First scripture of the day, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So you see, the deceiver's job is to hide and let you do his dirty work for him by setting you up to being disoriented, mixed up, not knowing if your emotions are coming or going. All this happens when your faith is weak in God, folks. Yes, the devil lies to you and presents your painful past to you as an offering of sacrifice to you. Wow, right? That sounds so nice and beautiful. The devil lies to you and presents your painful past to you as an offering of sacrifice to you. Yeah, because he loves you, right? If that sounds a little twisted, it's because it is. The devil is a master deceiver. He doesn't care about you and your feelings and your hopes and your dreams and your love. Amen? So he presents things as if it is God. So listen to this, folks. This is where the foothold begins. Yes, a foothold is the first attempt the adversary, or just let me call him what he is, the devil, better known as the master deceiver, is to get a foothold in your life. And the definition of foothold is a place where a person's foot can be lodged to support them securely, specifically while climbing. Also, a second definition, a secure position from which further progress may be made. Did you hear that? A secure position from which further progress may be made. So as you spend day after day, folks, wallowing in, "Oh God, I am financially unstable. Oh Lord, 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 why me? I could have made it in my career by now, Lord, but you won't let me, Lord. I don't know where my future will lead me now, Lord. Why does it seem I'm the one that gets the last in everything? Why can't things go my way for once? You know I love you, Lord. I go to church, Lord. I read my Bible. I'm nice to other people. Why can't I find a better job, Lord? Why don't people love me back? What's the point in trying, Lord, if everything ends like this? What's going on? Lord, I'm just trying and I'm just tired of everything and everybody. I'm just done." Ding, 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 ding. Folks, the bells and whistles are sounding. The devil has heard your call. There it is. The foothold has finally got in position to what? To progress. A secure position from which further progress may be made. If you have just tuned into the show, you are listening to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan Rosario. I wanted to stop and give you the title of the message today so you don't think it's some sci-fi quote from a movie. I am talking about a stronghold becoming an invasion. The devil's goal is to steal the life you have with God every waking moment. It's his job. So again, let me read the scripture which makes all of my points for me better than I can tell you. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3, 4, and 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So the weapons of our warfare, folks, are not carnal, but pulling down strongholds means one thing to me. And you know what that means? It means that when you are Christ-led, you understand that your fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, the dark forces of this world. Therefore, the fight is not yours. It belongs to the Lord, right? So when you push back on those things and just celebrate your life in God and let Him do the rest, and whatever He has for you today, tomorrow, next year, the year after is what He wants for you. Celebrate Him anyway. Worship Him anyway. Now, let me give you a really quick example of fighting off a foothold. And I have to get this in there to give you an example. You're feeling down and out, feeling unworthy, unaccepted, misunderstood, whatever the case may be. You get a phone call to hook up with some friends you haven't seen in a while, and you all make plans to go out on a night on the town just to relax and have fun and clear your mind. Nothing wrong, right? Seems pretty innocent, right? Now, at this point, you just want to forget about all the pressure and just have a great time with your friends. You haven't seen them in a while. Nothing wrong. And it's just a night out on the town. You're stressed and pressure, and there's just nothing wrong. And although you had a drinking problem way back when, I mean, you're confident you've been healed from that drinking problem, right? So you trust yourself enough. You just want other people to trust you. Hey, I trust myself. I know what my limitations are when drinking. So you tell yourself nothing's wrong with having one drink with old friends, just one drink. So the devil continues to support your theory. All those things that kept you on track to overcoming those pressing things in your life have now become your way of life once again. That foothold once again says a secure position from which further progress may be made. There you have it, folks. The devil's foothold has now become an official stronghold. Progress was made on his first attempt. His foothold, a secure position from which further progress may be made. Now the stronghold is in full effect. It has a grip and has you locked up in your mind. Before I move on here really quick, the definition of a foothold, a place where a particular cause or belief is strongly defended or upheld. So here it is, folks. You went from giving the devil a foothold, a secure position from which further progress may be made, to giving him a stronghold, a place where a particular cause or belief is strongly defended or upheld. So the devil goes from securing a position, testing the water, so to speak, to strongly defending his position that there is nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong with having one drink, even though I used to be an alcoholic. Now, you have just set yourself up for a full-on invasion. The next step for the devil is to invade, attack, 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 after attack, after attack is called an invasion. And let me give you the definition of invasion so you just have that as a mental note. An unwelcome intrusion into another's domain, a breach, a rupture. You get my example here? When you give the devil a foothold, listening to negative voices that lead to an actual stronghold that doubles down on the negative voices that leads to a full-on invasion, intrusion, which means a breach, a crack, an opening to where ultimately broken down completely. So folks, even though the adversary holds your mind, heart, and spirit in a tight vice grip sometimes, you still have the power to unlock the chains of bondage anytime you want. The word of God, the scriptures, say it better than I will ever be able to. Luke chapter 10, verses 18 and 19. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Folks, I hope I have ministered to your heart today. Hold tight. I will be right back after these announcements.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario. Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hello, San Diego. This is Susan Rosario. I am proud to announce to the San Diego community of family, friends, and Christian brothers and sisters, the Faith Walk Foundation will be feeding the hungry. This is exciting news, folks, and exactly what the Lord has laid on our heart to do. Beginning May 2017, the Faith Walk Foundation will feed hundreds of working class families in selected locations throughout San Diego County. As you know, this takes finances as well as resources to make it happen, and I need your help. If you are interested in teaming up and donating or lending a helping hand, I want to talk to you. Contact me today at info@faithwalkradio.com. That's info@faithwalkradio.com. Come take a faith walk with me and help us feed the hungry in San Diego County. 100% of all donations will aid and support the hungry in San Diego County.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hi there, this is Susan F. Rosario, host of the Faith Walk Show. I hope you are staying encouraged and building your faith walk with the Lord every day. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So in saying that, folks, if you have a Faith Walk inspirational story you would like to share with me so that I can share with the world right here on this show and on my website, feel free to email me at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Share your Faith Walk inspirational story today. You never know. You might be the story selected to spotlight, to encourage, and let people know that God is still working things out in the lives of people all over the world. Again, email me your Faith Walk inspirational story today at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Also, if you are in need of prayer and encouragement, also feel free to email me, write me, or give me a call. Go to my website, faithwalkradio.com. There's more information for you there. That's faithwalkradio.com. Now, back to the show. As we continue to talk about faith and building your faith foundation.
Now, back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back to conclude today's message. You are listening to The Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan Rosario, and The Faith Walk Show airs every Sunday, right here, same time, 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. If you missed this message and you are just tuning in, no worries, feel free to go to my website any time of the day or night. That's www.faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Download this message and a bunch of other messages that are there, and the music, the Faith Walk song that you hear on this very show, you can also download that. Everything is free of charge. All I ask you to do is download it and pass it out to your family, friends, and associates, those that you feel need encouragement. Again, free of charge, download it at faithwalkradio.com, faithwalkradio.com, and help me spread the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ. If you missed the first part of the message, the title of the message today is A Stronghold Becomes an Invasion. I hope you folks have a better understanding of how being depressed and angry and fearful can lead to a stronghold that turns into an invasion and then an out-and-out spiritual attack from the enemy, on and on and on. You see, it opens the door for those negative situations to grow into bigger issues, and the devil's grip becomes stronger and stronger as you lose control more and more of your life. At that point, folks, you are unable to act on your behalf because your actions, or lack of, have set things in motion. So, as I mentioned before the break, I believe once the devil has a foothold that leads to a stronghold that leads to a full-on invasion, it is because the door was left open. You left yourself wide open when you got involved in stuff that disconnected you from the will of God. Again, before I sign off for the day here, I hope you were inspired by the message today, and I hope you have a better understanding of what it means to stand firm on your faith, on the Word of God, in order to tear down any stronghold that comes up against you in your life. The Faith Walk Show is here to help you see the patterns in your life, folks, that cause setbacks and years of situations that keeps you stagnant and unable to grow out of those things and on to being delivered from those strongholds. Before I say goodbye for today, scripture of the day, I want to read one more time. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3, 4, and 5 says this: "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Powerful scripture, folks. I hope it blessed you as much as it blessed me. This will bring me to my final thought of the day. And my final thought of the day is this: whatever it takes to do good, do that. You see, life with God is not always a stress-free life, but it is a life filled with God opportunities that will set the rest of your life in a direction that will bless you and those who follow in your footsteps. Because every step you take towards a successful life with God ensures that a stronghold may appear only for a moment, but will no doubt detach when it sees the God in you that is able to withstand anything when standing on faith. As always, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Again, thank you for tuning in, San Diego. You are listening to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario. I look forward to seeing you next week, same time, right here every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. right here on Cape Wright, 1240 a.m. San Diego. Take care and God bless you all.
You are listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario. Nothing can change.